be like, once upon a time, there was a little shark, and that little shark lived in the ocean. He had three friends, Bob, George, and Phil. And one day, Phil decided he was going to go to school, but the other two didn't want to go to school. They wanted to play hooky. So they went off on their own, but he went ahead and went to school, and he told the teacher on them, and the teacher reported it to their students. And when the teacher found out and reported it to their parents, not the students, then called the, yeah.
Does that help, Bree?
No, but thank
No.
you.
Editing Brianna here because we forgot to record an intro and also an outro for this one. It happens sometimes when you're doing ones that are off the cuff, but basically, this is me, Brittany, and Maddie trying to decipher some of the strangely worded questions on the autism assessment quotient thingy that you can find on the internet. Enjoy.
Hey, Brie.
Hey.
You have 13 reasons, right? Are we here to answer your 13 reasons why you might be autistic?
We? I mean, it could be. I have always struggled with worrying that I have like hypochondria or Munchausen's or something because I'm like, there's no way there's all these things that could possibly be wrong. Like, that's not how this works. That there's no way. And I don't know if I am a hypochondriac or if I am just gaslighting myself. So that's fun, but that
I
is
think
all.
it's
I would guess
just
that's gaslighting.
when you grow up in the South, especially, like people tend to just be like, eh, that's just Jerry. He's weird. Like, you know, or
True.
he doesn't have Tourette's. He just his eye twitches and sometimes he swears. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
That's just the way he is. That's a lot of what it's like growing up in the South. So I think it's not that you're hypochondriac, it's just now that you're an adult going to doctors who are like, no, Jerry's not weird. Jerry has Tourette's.
Also, Brie has changed her name to Jerry, so be respectful of that.
We are.
And Brittany's here.
Yes!
Hello.
Hi! I forgot to say that. So yes, this is one of the episodes where Brittany is here. But basically, so which there is a lot of overlap between, and I know if for anybody who's seen our one of our mini episodes on neurodiversity, ADHD, autism, all that jazz, there is a fair amount of overlap in presentation for ADHD and autism, but there is also a huge overlap in diagnosis. I can't remember the exact number of people who wind up having both, who get diagnosed with one and wind up having both, but it's substantial enough that it should be, you know, considered. I don't know. Anyway, but I took the autism assessment thingy that actually a lot of, I believe a lot of like medical and mental health providers use as like a diagnostic tool or one of them in their repertoire. And I have 13 of the questions, 13 of the 50 of them that I don't understand because I just need clarification. And I actually made a spreadsheet and I because some of them I was like it's I just like spreadsheets, okay? Spreadsheets are great. And I almost every single one of the questions like I elaborate on it because I have a section that's like neat notes or explanation if needed, and a lot of them have explanations on them. But there's also 13 of them that I just genuinely need clarification on because it doesn't make sense. For example, the question is, I prefer to do things the same way, or it's not a question, sorry, it's a statement that you have to agree with or disagree with. Okay, let me back up. It's like a 4-point scale. So one is disagree, two is slightly disagree, three is slightly agree, four is agree. And so the statement is, I prefer to do things the same way over and over again. Well, what things? Exactly what things are we talking about here? There are so many things in the broad spectrum of things that there's the things. So are we talking like, what? Just what things? What things? Things meaning a specific routines or ways of accomplishing tasks, or does it mean something different? Like what things?
Can you read it again, the question?
Yes, I prefer to do things the same way over and over again. Apologies to anyone who hates the word things. It's in here a lot.
I would say probably it means, like, just you have a routine way of... Try not to say things, but we're going to have to say that. Things means, like, your method of going about your day. So, like, when you... Okay, for example, when you wash the dishes, you always put on... gloves because bad feel.
Right.
That's a thing.
Or right, like, but... for me, like, what is a big deal for me when I answered that question is, like, me and Mackenzie are to the point where we cannot live somewhere that shares a bathroom because I have placed my items in an exact pattern because I know when I get out of the shower, the towel, this is the most efficient place for the towel. That is the most efficient place for me to move to brushing my teeth next. That is... And so it's like, if that gets disturbed because Mackenzie moves it, then I'm like, the whole day is slightly off because my morning was not efficient and I made it efficient. Mm. So, like, interruptions in routines that you have set down for yourself to make your stress levels lower throughout the day.
Ah.
When I accidentally sit on your couch cushion and you can't sit down until I move.
Yeah, I can't explain that. It's just that's
where you sit. No, it's that, okay. I grew up with this. Like that is where you sit, and that is, and when I accidentally forget, that's where you sit, and it's not intentionally rude. It's just I move, and then you can sit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds so dumb when you say it out loud, but it is in fact. I can't tell you why. It's just it. That's just how it is, and if I sit on any of the other cushions, it's strange, and my butt knows.
Yeah!
When we were kids, we used to have that TV. We would have, like, in our kitchen, we had this tiny TV in a cabinet on the floor. I don't know why, but it was there. And Brianna would always sit at the table where in this one chair where she could perfectly view the TV, but then also talk to the rest of us if she wanted to. And that was, you would get so upset with me if I sat there. Like, you'd be like, Brittany, that's where I sit. And I'm like, but I want to sit where I can see the TV and everyone else. And you're like, but that's my chair. That's my chair. And you would get so upset about it.
And I do that. See, that just sounds like I didn't know how to share as a child.
No, it was only with that one chair. Like,
I do that too, because it's like, for example, if you didn't get that chair, if you were like, I'm going to swallow this and not sit in that chair, for me, that would probably trigger at least the beginnings of an internal meltdown, because I will repeatedly think, but I can't see the TV, but I can't hear, but I can't see the TV, but I can't hear. And that's like all I would do, because I have literally that exact same scenario at my dad's house. I will still sit exactly in this one chair because I can see the TV through the window. But they can't see me from the living room. So I feel alone, but I can still see the television. And so, yeah, I don't think that's like, I can't share. It's just, you have your way of things that keeps your brain structured and orderly and keeps anxiety away.
Interesting.
And it's funny you mentioned that it would cause like a little bit of like the beginnings of a meltdown, because I remember one time Mom was like, Brianna, can you just let her have the chair? And you're like, okay. And then you sat down in the chair immediately across from it. And I could tell the whole meal you were so like, I'm not in my chair. I'm not in my chair. I'm so upset. I am not in my chair. Yeah. There were certain things growing up. I knew it was more important to you to have that than it was for me to not just go sit somewhere else, you know? Like, I didn't really care one way or the other, but I knew you cared a lot. So I would just be like, okay, well, just move. Like, no big deal.
Interesting.
Which, while Brittany's going away, to explain, like, what a meltdown can feel like, because some people are like, they're spoiled, they're blah, blah, blah. It's kind of like when people who just got a divorce or just lost their job or something like that talk about, like, everything feels like it's spiraling out of control. Or, like, you'll see in movies where they'll, like, turn it up where all you can hear is that person's breathing. And then, like, people will take steps, and it's, like, loud and echoes. And, like, those kind of movie cuts, that can be what it feels like. And so because the thing is, our brains depend on pattern more than an holistic person with autistic people. And so, and listeners, holistic just means not autistic. So there you go. But because our brains rely on that for literally like safety, like that's how our brains perceive safety. And so when something is removed from the pattern, it's like you have to talk your brain down and remind it, like, the world is not caving in. That one thing is just different. And, like, depending on where you are on that spectrum, it, you know, you can rationally be like, the world is not ending, but sometimes your heart rate doesn't care. Or, you know, there's this autistic TikToker that likes to do little skits about little things that will, like, ruin his day. And he'll be like, the autism doesn't care. I know it's dumb, but the autism doesn't care. And that is so true.
Well, in that case, I'll change it from a question mark to, I don't know. Do I slightly agree with that or do I fully agree with that?
Oh, the dolls you used to have set up and you get really upset when I would move them.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But, like, now, though. I'm trying to figure out if that's still accurate, like, now.
Ouch. Oh, my God. When I put dishes on the wrong side of the sink.
But that's not me doing things the same way over and over again. I mean, I'd say I slightly agree. I'll say I slightly agree with that. So I'll give that a 3. And then this one, again, it's just clarification question. The statement is, I usually notice car number plates or similar strings of information. Well, define string of information. And how much notice is notice? Like, is it just like you glance at it and you go, oh, that's a car license plate number that has like some numbers in it? Or is it like I don't understand the question.
I think.
Yeah, I even put in my notes, what does strings of information mean? I tried Googling it, but the results didn't answer the question. That was the most frustrating question statement out of all of them, because it just, everyone else was saying, what is a string of information? And nobody was answering it.
So here's how I view that question. Maybe the autistic answer is not the helpful one. I don't know, but we'll try. When I hear that, I think of like, why I'm good at algebra as an autistic person. Because, like, if it's, like, solve for X, I'm like, oh, I already see all these missing pieces, and if all these missing pieces are in a clump, then I know that these pieces have to be the ones that aren't in the clump, so yay, solved.
Huh.
So I think it's, like, noticing by, like, strings of information, just, like, really intense pattern recognition. Like, this is how and why all of these things work, how and why they go together, and the end.
I agree. Also, to put it in more context, we were having this conversation the other day, the way you can create a formula for books and different types of stories, and then you're like, you can just plug in.
Wait. Oh. Is Jets 40?
Oh.
I have no idea if he's being picked up on the mic or not, but I just have to pause just in case. I do not like him.
I hate him. I hate him with a vengeance.
I can't see if it's being... I think he's far enough away now. Well, hold on. I say that. I've got this thing and that up at the same time, so it's hard for me to, like, read both. Okay, yeah, I'm guessing he's done. All right. Sorry. Okay.
But yeah, how you, like, can create a formula and, like, a percentage of the book certain events need to happen. Like, oh, well... About 15% in, probably need to introduce conflict or the mentor or whatever, you know?
I don't know if that's a string of information, though. That's not really noticing.
I mean, you probably know that because you've read books and you've picked up on the fact that that's where those things belong, right?
Yeah, give or take. I've read about all the plots. There's only a certain number of, like, actual plots in the world, and it's just a bunch of different things you have to, like, puzzle pieces, you just kind of swap them out, or like Legos, you go, oh, okay, well, I'm gonna take this character, because that's the everyman that everybody likes, and I'm gonna put him next to this other character that I'm going to put him next to, you know, the comedic best friend or whatever. And yeah, it just...
So that sounds like a string of information to me, because they're all connected to what you already know.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, if that is the criteria that we are using, I'd say, yeah, maybe it's... I'd say I slightly agree with that. Let's see.
Quick reminder for you, Bree, and for anybody who's listening, if you're, like, preparing for an autism assessment, answer the quizzes and speak to your psychiatrist as if every single day is your worst day. Because that's really why you're needing help, for those days that are your worst day. So don't just slightly agree to be humble. You know,
gotcha.
If you genuinely think that, that's fine. But if you're like, I don't know, I'll play it safe. It's better to play it extreme.
Interesting.
So that you'll be taken seriously.
And also, if you ever, like, get to a... If it's ever, like, I guess bothering you when you notice these strings of information, like, you start noticing patterns and you can't stop, that's a problem. I don't know.
Yeah, I usually just zone out at that point.
then maybe that's a four.
Well, I mean, again, it's tough because I can't recall any times that that's happened off the top of my head, and that's just my medically bad memory for you. But I don't know, yeah. And then the next one that I don't understand, or well, okay, it's not that I don't understand it. It's again, clarification question time. The statement
it's a
is
yes.
Okay. The statement is, I would rather go to a library than a party. Well, it depends. Is the library quiet, or is it one of those libraries where they let you talk all the time? Or is it a party that is full of strangers, or is it like people that I know? How many people are there, and can I leave when I want to?
Imagine a stereotypical library and a stereotypical party. So, think like the classic party in every movie, right? And then think the library that's super quiet in every movie.
Okay, when you say the stereotypical party, are we talking like...
The Ragers? Yeah, the Ragers.
But I don't feel like that's like indicative of every party, though. That's like, that's the far end, right?
I don't know, I'm confused too.
Oh, okay.
I think that, I'm trying to think, like, a neurotypical person probably wrote the quiz. No one present is neurotypical, even though Brittany's not ADHD, I mean, not autistic. Like, what is a neurotypical person's definition of the library and a party?
Oh, that I can answer, because I grew up around people that would be like, library, party, and it meant things. To them,
okay, what
I'm like,
do they mean to a neurotypical?
So a library is a quiet place where you can just chill, read books, people don't talk to you, they don't bother you. It's a nice place. So typically there might be coffee there if you like coffee, or like warm beverages.
But what if you spill it on the books? I mean, that... I wouldn't spill on the books, but, like,
I don't know.
Other people.
But a party is, like, there are people that you kind of know, then there's people that you do know, and then there's people that you don't know at all. And they're all mixed together in a big melange of hoopla. And there's loud music, and they're socializing, and people are coming up to you and talking to you, and you have to, like, interact with them. And, I mean, yeah, there's games like beer pong and stuff like that, but, like, there's also, like, there are quiet places, I guess, you can get away, but those are typically reserved for, like, people hooking up, and it's just, it's a big thing, or having serious conversations, people having serious conversations, but it's, like, a big social mixer with...
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah. Sorry.
I would like to choose the third option. I go to neither of those places, and I stay home.
The library.
So you would go to the library.
In that regard, I think I would. I mean, sometimes I like to go to like parties and things. A, if it's people that I know, and B, if I know I can leave when I want to, and there are like places I can be quiet. But I, for the most part, I do agree with that. So I'll just say agree.
You can always put in your notes, like, the extra explanation.
Yeah, that's
for
true.
For the psychiatrist.
That's true. The next one is, I find making up stories easy. Well, what does easy mean in this context? Is a story have to be completely original? Can I just put together elements from other stories to make a new one? How good does it need to be? If it's one of those, like, oh, you have to write the next great American novel and you have to do it right now, then I probably would not find that very easy. But if it's like, hey, just come up with something to tell to a small child to get them to go to sleep or something, then I could probably do it pretty easy. But also, what does that have to do with an autism assessment? Like, I don't...
That one's mind-boggling to me, too. Because also, there are a billion different story formats. You want me to write a script, a book, tell a quick, goofy... Like, what are we talking about? Parameters.
Right. Exactly. There's...
So, I've noticed something.
Yes.
I would say that answer's a no, given how many parameters or questions you have. You have to take these questions at face value. Like,
what does that even mean? Like, I'm not mad. I just,
I know you've probably heard that a lot and gone,
yeah.
What do you mean face value?
People are like, you can't read into it. I'm like, what is that? What do you mean I can't read into it?
Don't ask for details. Just...
But...
So it's weird. Neurotypical people, they'll say something and they all understand what it means. And I don't always understand what it means, but I have had enough neurotypical people explain it to me that I kind of get it. Because I'll be like, what does that mean? And they're like, oh, well, this. And I'm like, okay. What it means by I find making up stories easily, I think it means, do you lie easily? Like, do you embellish personal stories easily?
What?
Because, well, I remember, like, growing up, when people would say making up stories, it wasn't like, oh, I'm doing a creative thing. It was like, oh, they're making up stories. Like, they're bullshitting you. They're not telling you the truth. They're making up stories about their life, or that story's made up. Like, it was a lying thing. So
I'm just even more confused.
Oh,
it's okay.
Oh, no.
Like, no, and I don't mean that to be, like, offensive or mean or rude
No, I was just trying to help, and I feel like I didn't help.
No, it's okay. You tried, and that's what matters.
I think it's because, like, usually, like, take it at face value, something like that. Like, all my brain personally can do is, like, look for the clarification. Like, it goes straight to the detailed part, and there's not other parts. Like, so there's not, like, oh, let me access this side that isn't the every detail of what this could possibly mean part. Like, that's the only place my brain goes as an autistic person. So it's like, okay, y'all have all agreed that this question means, not you, you're also not neurotypical, but, like, neurotypicals have all agreed, like, this phrase means this thing. But the individual word story doesn't mean that thing. So my brain's like, oh, what kind of story?
Yeah.
So it's like, what do you, the asker, mean by that? Because all I have is, like, the most finite definition in my brain of every little thing.
Exactly. This is such a, this is not a neurodivergent friendly questionnaire.
McKinsey, can you come answer a question? I want to see if McKinsey, who has been diagnosed as not autistic, says what Brittany says.
There you go.
I find making stories up easy.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I get that.
What do they want? Do they want to write a script? Are we good at writing books?
Like, make up a story. I'd be like, once upon a time, there was a little shark, and that little shark lived in the ocean. He had three friends, Bob, George, and Phil. And one day, Phil decided he was going to go to school, but the other two didn't want to go to school. They wanted to play hooky. So they went off on their own, but he went ahead and went to school, and he told the teacher on them, and the teacher reported it to their students. And when the teacher found out and reported it to their parents, not the students, then called the... Yeah, and so on.
So, like, literally make up, a fairy tale on the fly. Yeah.
Brittany, do you agree?
Yeah, that's what you were saying. I was trying to explain it differently, but yeah, you just You can just make up off the top of your head.
Oh.
ADHD, which is my jam, has a rapid fire imagination response. So if you need me to come up with something real quick, that means active daydreaming, and I can do that real quick.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Daydreaming is 90% of my distraction. So it's just like, here you go. Here's the thing that's been rattling through my brain. You're like, what's, you know, your favorite noodle? I'd tell you, and then why, and probably the history of it, and so on, because that's how it works.
Huh. Okay. Does that help, Bree?
No. But thank you. Well, the problem is, it all comes down to the definition of easy.
Like, without, literally what Mackenzie just did, like, without even thinking, you can be like, once upon a time, there was a lamp, and I like this lamp, and this lamp's name was Phil. Exactly! I could make up a story about a lamp, and it's magical adventure to go find another lamp that's a different type of lamp, because that lamp has a genie in it, and that genie is going to grant this lamp the wish of being a human being, because
this lamp is
in love with its owner.
Huh.
Bree, tell a story.
Once upon a time, there was a lady who lived in a castle. And she worked there, and she was a scullery maid. I know what those are. And she was very downtrodden. And the lady who ran the castle, not the same lady I'm talking about, the scullery maid, a completely different lady, was not nice to her about things.
So maybe, somewhat?
I'll say somewhat disagree.
I can't hear any of you, so if I'm interrupting you, let me know. But I think also that's part of the reason why I love spoilers and then getting, pieced together the story potentials. And you don't give a flying.
Meaning me. They're gesturing to Maddie, me.
Yeah, because you just want the facts. Like, when the movie comes out, I'll know what happens, so I don't care about the conjecture. And I'm going, but did you see that one shot in the trailer?
Like, it could mean that this happens and that happens. And I'm like, well, we don't know that, so I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll say
all right,
I
gotta go to the gym. Love you, goodbye.
Bye,
thank you.
Bye.
Bye, love you too.
Thank you.
So maybe I say, because that the two stories y'all made up was that came real easy for you, like easier than me, so therefore I will say maybe I slightly disagree. Mm-hmm. Because, again, I'm an author. I'm published. I don't want to say that I can't make up stories.
Well, it just means that your stories are more intentional. Like, you don't just go...
You need an outline and structure and preparation.
Okay,
yeah.
In that case,
I'll
straight disagree.
Which, that's not a bad thing. If anything, that means that your stories are probably better than the bullshit that I just came up with, because, I'm sorry, a story about a lamp that wants to become a human because it's in love with its owner? That sucks!
Thank you all so much for listening/watching/consuming this media today. If you liked this episode, please do give it a rating that you think is appropriate. And if you want to see the second half of this, be sure and come back tomorrow. And if you would like to see more of this just sort of whatever the heck we want to do content, be sure and subscribe. And we hope to see you here tomorrow, because we will be here, and we hope you are as well. Bye.